friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I need to hear that compliment.
I'd like to hear the compliment. He's been waiting a long time.
Could be a misdirection. Matt, for one, thank you for waiting, buddy. Been a kind of crazy day. Two, JP's ready to hear your compliment.
I am ready.
Yes, sir. First of all, God bless you, sir. I just want to give you a compliment. I don't care about the hour and 40 minutes I put on hold, but I had to tell you this compliment. You made a statement that made human beings pause. You don't realize what you did. It was awesome. It was beautiful. It was heart-wrenching. It was motivating. And it was tear-dropping. You said, Shador, don't let them break you. That was beautiful, man.
I did say that. Matt, I did say that. Thank you.
All right. You take care. God bless.
You take care. God bless you, too. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. That wasn't it. He waited an hour 40
good to
for
see
that?
Your Shador derangement syndrome's paying off.
Derangements. Oh, you knew it was going to be a compliment about Shador, didn't you?
No. No idea. You do have a little bit of Shador derangement syndrome, right? Just a little bit?
You call it how you want to.
I think I'm going to call it how I think myself
I think in telling Shador Sanders to go ahead and not fall for the banana in the tailpipe that this team continues to go ahead and try to put out there to the masses that he's not ready to play in NFL games. I just don't know why any player would just cave to that and be like, of course they're right, I'm not ready to play in NFL games. Like, no, speak on it. You know you're ready to play in these NFL games. Don't let them beat you down that way. You tell everyone. You get your chance with the media. You tell everyone that you're ready to play in these NFL games.
Super Chat's going to see you pointing aggressively.
Listen, Super Chat. You know I'm right, Super Chat. Okay? It doesn't make any sense.
By the way, our guy Pranav, another Super Chat today.
Was it another $4.99?
No, it's $1.99. Pranav's not made of money here.
Okay? I thought he was. I thought at $4.99 yesterday, I thought he was. Is tomorrow going to be 99 cents? How low can you go in a Super Chat?
Oh, wow.
There's got to be a limit.
He's the only guy in Super Chat holding up the Super Chat. I'll say that right now.
If it's only a penny gets you into a Super Chat, then that's not a good use of a Super Chat then, because they would just...
I disagree.
Well, you would put your comment to the top for a penny, which is a great way for a bargain, but like from an economical standpoint, not really the best business model that YouTube would put out there. Like, you have to have... There has to be a bar there that you have to be able to clear. I don't know what that bar is, though.
I'm going
to
say a penny.
But thank you, Matt, for the compliment. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I thought
I was going to get more of a compliment on that, but it's okay. Let's get to the quarterback Deadpool real quick here.
Your derangement syndrome doesn't go hard enough, I guess. He's only here for the Shador compliments. He's not here. You notice this, Jake? He's not here for the any of the Shador derangement syndrome convos. He's here for the Shador compliment convos.
I would say any sort of conversation with you is going to be a Shador derangement conversation.
Whatever. The point being... You notice
that's called a tepid acknowledgement, by the way.
He's like, when YouTube compliments me for defending Shador, I like that. I'll take that all day. Uh-huh. But then when there's like any hint of you also being a little bit of a fan of Shador, you're like, I'm just Switzerland.
I'm a Browns fan. I'm a Browns fan. So I want Shador to do well. The same way I want Timu Tua to do good because I'm a Browns fan.
Yeah.
I think the idea that I would be a Browns fan, but I'm a Shador fan first would be strange.
But that's the part that I think is so wild. It's like I'm rooting for the Browns quarterback here.
Because you're putting that above everything. It's not offensive. Well, it is offensive to some people.
Not saying to you. I'm saying but to some people. Yeah. Why would that be so offensive?
Because they don't like Shador. And maybe you're...
Why is that my problem?
Maybe your defense of him is over the top.
Nah.
I've never heard you criticize Shador.
You know me. I know. You've known me long enough to know. I got one speed in this, okay? If I love you the way I love Shador, I love you. That's how this works.
I think that's
Shador,
the point. Maybe Shador hasn't earned that level of love yet in the NFL.
Wow, detractor of Shador over here. YouTube, you heard it here first. No, what a hater of Shador over here. I watched the college tape, friend.
I know Johnny down the middle, all right? I know...
Who's Johnny down the middle?
Who is
in
fair,
what world have you ever known me to be Johnny down the middle?
No. I mean a man who's fair and balanced in the way he attacks things with Shador. I mean, the whole damn thing's out the Shador, okay? I think I'm getting to you.
You're just describing a person that's not me is all you're doing.
I think most
I'm
topics.
I'm down the middle and most, fair and balanced.
Most topics, I'm like, world? whatever Jonathan will have to say on this, it's going to be a straight down the line, however
literally,
he sees
no
it.
Literally, no one's ever described that as me. With, like, yet, never. Straight down the line?
But with Shador, I know it's just going to be a pro-Shador take.
No, stop yourself.
I've never heard you criticize Shador once.
When he does something that deserves criticism, I'll be there at the front doorstep.
I don't think you will.
He hasn't done it.
I don't think you will.
No, I'll tell you this right now. If he stinks up the joint, I'll be the first one to be like, that wasn't good enough, Shador.
Bold.
Well, what do you want from me? You're yelling at me for defending him or not am ever trashing him.
Am I yelling? I don't believe I'm yelling. Jake, Commissioner, am I yelling?
If you're telling me that I'll never trash him and that I'm telling you the time I will trash him, yes, that is in many senses bold. That is not exactly.
So the only time that you'll say anything bad about him is when he just plays bad on the field.
Hold on, I have trashed him before.
When?
I trashed him with his party before the draft. I said that was the dumbest thing you could possibly do was have that whole the whole legendary room and everything else attached to that. I was in the forefront of that.
Super Chat does not remember it that way.
Shador, you're dead to me. Nick Wilson, you're dead to me. How about that?
Oh, over Shador. We've been friends since 2016, and now you've chosen Shador derangement syndrome over me.
You chose violence in this scenario. I don't know why.
Did I?
I don't know why.
What did I do?
I don't know why.
What did I do? Now you're attacking me? This is Shador derangement syndrome.
I'm attacking
you. You're losing friendships over this.
I thought
this.
You were enjoying the idea that, like, although you aren't part of the Shador camp, like, you get connected to the Shador camp because of my... My defense of Shador and the idea that I know he's going to be a good NFL quarterback.
I do.
And I maintain that he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. And so, like, I mean, you latched on to the praises that YouTube offers up. Yesterday in the chat, I don't know if you saw the YouTube video we put out there, Jake, I'm sure you saw it as well. Somebody in the comments below said, thank God Nick has been sticking up for Shador the entire time. Got like 30 likes.
Yeah, well, no.
Like, the people want to embrace your love of Shador as well.
Because
I know you
stick
have it in
up
you.
For him
I know
when
you have
it's
it
worth
in you.
Sticking up
but
for.
But then you have these segments
when
like
it's
this.
Not worth
where you
sticking
say,
it up
where you
for,
say I have Shador
I don't
derangement
stick up
syndrome.
For.
You have segments like this where you say I have Shador derangement syndrome, and you just lose all credibility in the Shador camp and conversation.
Listen,
lose your credibility.
This is why I can't be part of the Shahive.
You're not.
Because I'm worried about actual credibility. I'm worried
unbelievable.
I'm worried about everyone understanding that when Shador does something or when the reaction to Shador I do think is insane, I'm going to stick up for it. When the reaction to Shador is appropriate, then I'm probably going to say that I agree with the reaction to Shador.
Okay, but you do agree with the idea that if the rhetoric that the Browns put out there consistently has been the idea that Shador Sanders is not prepared, is not ready, cannot play in an NFL game today, Shador shouldn't just go sit up there in an interview with Mary Kay and all the reporters and be like, yep, they got me pegged, right? Nobody would do that.
Well, yeah, but
Why would you do that to yourself?
But who's saying that what he's saying is wrong? I haven't seen that.
Nobody's saying that. You're making the suggestion, though, by me sticking up for Shador in this moment, that there needs to be some sort of, I don't know, anti-Shador rhetoric coming out of my mouth today.
Well, no,
and it makes no sense. Like, this is not the time for the anti-Shador rhetoric.
I think it's more the way you framed it. Like, don't give up. Don't let them break you. It's like, I don't think they're going to break him. I think he's going to be fine.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Fine.
No, I just think you should stick up for yourself in this scenario of your Shador. Like what
I
loved,
think it's
what
sticking
I loved
up
about
for yourself.
Today,
I think it's just saying the common sense thing,
today,
which is I can play. I know I can play. I don't think that's sticking up for yourself.
Yes, it is sticking up for
yourself.
I don't
think it's him rebutting the narrative. I think it's him being asked, do you think you
can
play?
100% him rebutting
going,
the narrative.
Yes, I think I can play.
It's multiple times that he has now rebutted, yes, the exact narrative that he can't play. He's telling everyone, don't buy into what they're trying to sell you here. I can play and I can start in this league. You have to believe. I would have thought you'd love this.
If he's asked, do you think you can play? There's the one answer, which is yes, I believe
no,
I can
was
play.
Asked
that's
about,
not striking down
He was asked
down
about
an
being a backup quarterback and preparing Dylan Gabriel, and then he turned it into the idea that he can play in the NFL, and he deserves to play in the NFL.
Mm.
Like, that's just confidence in yourself. Like, wild to me that you're on the wrong side of that.
Mark, see, again.
Wild to me.
Just very one-sided. Mark saying, Nick turning into Jeff Phelps over there, throwing a little shade. I will say this about myself. I throw a lot of shade. Just so you know.
I'm going to get you an awning for all that shade.
There's nothing subtle about the shade that I throw.
All those flavors, all right? You choose salty. It's an interesting look for you.
I'm like the Randy Johnson of throwing shade. Hard and fast, baby. Pranav also saying, JPSC is not created by Dolan, so $199 is minimum. That was funny. I did not see that. It's a funny Dolan joke. I will allow that.
So we got the minimum from our guy?
Yeah. Pranav. Yeah. Pranav.
What is it?
Pranav. Pranav.
That's how you're saying it. Not how you're saying how you look when you're saying it. That's cracking me up.
It's my face. There's nothing I can do about this face. I don't think we're going to be able to do quarterback Deadpool here.
No,
Commissioner.
640.
Commissioner,
we'll
640. We're going to get to quarterback Deadpool because we got to get to our guy, Cash Lovett.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
And Cash joins us now on the fan hotline. Cash, that was the show Quarrel that you had to be a part of. Sorry to bring you in on that note, buddy.
No, it's a fantastic note to be brought on because, you know, we're going to be talking about the Browns in a little bit.
That is fair. We do have Thursday Night Football tonight. Eagles 4-1 coming off a loss. They've got the Giants, who are okay under Jackson Dart. How do you see this game?
Yeah, a lot of these Thursday night games, short travel. The Eagles' offense has looked in shambles. I think they're going to run the ball, get this game over with. I like the Giants plus 7.5, keep it close, and hopefully we don't see a Scatabo fumble right there in the red zone again.
Yeah, hopefully not. All right, Cash, let's take it to the college game before we touch on the Browns to close things out. Bama at Mizzou. We're trying to find out if Mizzou is serious in the SEC. They're undefeated, we know that, but can they hang with Bama?
Look, it's going to be a real big step up in competition that Mizzou has been playing. The running back Hardy that transferred in from, I believe, Louisiana Monroe has been absolutely phenomenal. I don't think he's had underneath 100 yards a game. Alabama has certainly been giving up a lot of rushing yards, most of it to read option kind of styles, nothing like what Mizzou's going to be doing. Unfortunately for them, I think they are going to be sitting in misery as Alabama rolls minus 3.
Cash, I know there are still people who say, okay, Indiana's a good team, maybe a top 20 team, maybe a playoff team, but they're not elite. Well, they've got a heck of an opportunity on the road. Fernando Mendoza and company heading up to Oregon. Two undefeated teams, Fernando Mendoza versus Dante Moore. I'm inclined to go ahead and take Indiana, my friend. How are you feeling?
Are you? Even though Big Game James has said that all of that travel is really difficult to deal with, and, you know, you're going to be playing a big, bad Oregon team with those giant 300-pounders, five-star recruits, Nikes, the Ducks are going to be flying. I think Kurt Cignetti is not going to be asking for anyone to Google him after this game. I think Oregon's going to set a statement, and they're going to cover that 77.5 with ease.
Michigan at USC. What do you got here, Cash?
USC, they betrayed me. This one's a little bit of the heart. I saw that defensive line get pushed around by the Illinois offensive line. I think Michigan's going to be able to push that same defensive line around. Justin Haynes is going to have a big game. The only thing to watch out for is USC has one of the best receivers in the country, Malachi Lemon, who I believe has had 100 yards in every single game. He's going to have a big game. It won't be enough. Michigan plus 2.5.
All right, that leads us to a game that looked closer than I think the maybe average fan might think here. I believe it's 5.5 points the last time I checked the line. The Browns heading to Pittsburgh. It's been a minute since the Browns have won in Pittsburgh. How do you see this one, buddy?
Well, and it's been a minute since the Browns have had a home game. Three straight road games. They went up to Detroit. They flew overseas. We saw Dillon Gabriel throw a couple passes over the sea, as a lot of those were just going out of the back of the end zone. Unfortunately, I do not see how the Browns are going to put up a lot of points. I think Pittsburgh and DK Metcalf are going to have a big game and unfortunately cover the spread. Pittsburgh Steelers minus 5.5.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.